Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS širom Avstralije po svetu in upam, da uživate v poslušanju današnje slovenske oddaje. Na telefonu imam predsednico sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, Frances Urbaš Johnson. V februarju smo imeli širši pogovor z njo o delovanju te organizacije, ki že deluje skoraj 35 let in je krona organizacija skoraj vseh slovenskih društev v Viktoriji. Letos pa ta organizacija pripravlja nekaj posebnega in zgodovinskega. Namreč dviganje slovenske zastave na trgu federacije v Melbourneu, kjer se bomo Slovenci po dolgem času prikazali kot skupnost. To se je zgodilo več let nazaj, ko smo mirno demonstrirali za slovensko samostojnost in sedaj po tolikih letih bomo skupaj praznovali dan slovenske državnosti in da bodo z nami tudi člani širše avstralske skupnosti. Frances, lep pozdrav v naši slovenski oddaji. Frances, welcome to the program and tell us more about this special historic event.
Hvala lepa, Lenti. Pozdravljen tebi in vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcem. Thank you for your lovely words. I think you summed everything up quite beautifully. We are all really excited about this first time historic event of the flag raising and having the flag flying at Federation Square in the heart of Melbourne. I think you're right. I think it's something that is long overdue and we can't wait for it to happen and to happen every year, to see our flag flying there on Slovenia's National Day of Independence, the 25th of June.
And this year it's going to be held on Sunday, the 25th of June. It's right on the 26th anniversary of Slovenian independence.
We are so fortunate that for our first occasion of having the flag flying, that it actually does fall on the actual day and that it is a Sunday. So we've got this opportunity to all gather at the flag raising event, which will be down at Federation Square at 2 p.m. And we encourage and invite everyone that is interested to come down and join with us in marking this event and seeing those flags flying up there. It would be wonderful.
What else is being organised for today? Is it going to be very low key? Is it going to be a simple ceremony or are you going to be having marching bands and dancing girls and dancing, I can't say just dancing girls, that would be discriminatory, dancing boys as well and dancing men and women?
It is the middle of winter and it can be quite cold down at Fed Square out in the open. So the event will be quite a brief event, being the middle of winter and being outdoors. So we don't want to make people too cold. So there will be, of course, our ambassador, Helena Donoschuk-Zorko, attending, and she will have a brief speech to say and then basically the raising of the flag. So it won't take up too much time. If people are concerned about some sort of official long-winded event, please do not be. It will be quite brief. If anyone is interested, there is Holy Mass on that day earlier. They're putting on a little lunch and then people can catch a bus from the church in Kew down to the event and then get the bus back if that suits them. And I'm taking bookings for that, so people are welcome to approach me in relation to that.
Frances, can I just ask, how were you able to twist the arm of the ambassador to come to Melbourne, where on the same day the Slovenian Club in Adelaide is celebrating its 60th anniversary, as well as the Slovenian Association in Sydney, both together celebrating 120 years since their founding, yet she's coming to Melbourne?
Well, you know, we're very, very delighted to have her. I'm not sure how the ambassador's schedule works and how those decisions are made, but I can say that we're all really delighted to have her here for this event that we're holding in Melbourne, the first time that it's happened. And I don't have any further information than that, Lenti.
No doubt. You're also inviting as many Narodne Noshe, national people in national costume, to attend to really promote Slovenia and the Slovenian community to the general public?
We would love to see as many people dressed in their national costumes as possible. This is a great opportunity for us to really showcase our culture and get it out there. As you are all aware, Slovenia is really gaining some prominence on the international stage these days. We've got the First Lady of the United States, a Slovenian native, the world's best female chef, Ana Roš, once again Slovenian. We're starting to build a bit of a global profile. So let's put our bid in. Let's get down there and let's show everyone a bit of our culture and how beautiful those national costumes actually are. And you know, there is another advantage, of course. They are quite warm in the winter too.
Well, you could maybe slip in a couple of little bottles of Slivovitz or rakia or something like that, and that should also keep the warmth happening if it's a really cold day.
It is a part of the costume, isn't it, Lenti?
Most certainly. No, you never know. There may even be an accordion or two appearing and a couple of other things. It would be just wonderful.
We would love to see that. We would absolutely love to see that spontaneity, which is so prevalent with Slovenians. Their nature of getting in and having a good time and just spontaneously bringing their joy and their happiness and sharing it. And I would love to see that. That would be absolutely wonderful.
And that spontaneity has already been shown at Federation Square. I've seen personally firsthand the Croatian and the Macedonian communities being spontaneous, celebrating their Independence Days. And it was all very informal, and it's just wonderful that the Slovenians are now doing the same thing.
We are so happy to be able to have this day, to get down there, to bring our culture, to bring our profile to the general community of Victoria, of Melbourne, and we can't wait. And we just hope that as many people can come down. As I said, it starts at 2 o'clock. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be anything official or formal. It's about getting together, celebrating this historic time, you know, 26 years ago, you know, what Slovenia went through. And also remembering, as you would have many memories of this, Lenti, but Australia's and Melbourne's involvement in that independence and how Australia supported Slovenia's independence. So, yeah, it's time to reminisce about that and get together and celebrate together.
Australia being the first country to recognise Slovenia's independence. And whilst we're on the topic of independence, let's not forget our friends in the Croatian community who celebrate Independence Day on the same day as Slovenia.
Indeed. Our very good friends. And we will obviously also see four of their flags flying down at Federation Square. And, yeah, there will be four Slovenian flags flying adjacent to those.
Frances, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Radio. And we'll see you and everybody else, as many people as possible, on Sunday, the 25th of June at 2 p.m. at Federation Square. Frances, hvala da ste se nam pridružili na Radio SBS. In se vidimo u čim većem številu na Trgu Federacije u Melbourneu u nedelju 25. junija, ravno na dan slovenske državnosti, ob 2 uri popodne. Hvala lijepa še enkrat.
Thank you so much, Lenti. Thank you to yourself for all your wonderful support and to SBS. To all the listeners, thank you so much. And please, yes, we hope to see you down at Federation Square 2 o'clock on the Sunday, the 25th of June. Thank you. Hvala lijepa.